the program for Friday follows. Good morning. It's really been nice having you with us this week. This is Friday, and we get right into our thoughts on truth for the day. Today we'd like to consider how the early church spoke of its growth, conversions to Christ Jesus. In the early days of the church, when people were converted to Christ and victories were won, different words were used to describe that which had taken place. And all of them are very expressive. But of the words used, the most outstanding seemingly are simply this. Like we read in Acts 12:24, the word of God grew and multiplied. On the day of Pentecost, when the church of Christ was initially established, the apostles preached, and among them the apostle Peter. And we read the words of record there in Acts 2:41-42. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. The high priest and the Sanhedrin were much disturbed because we read there it says that they filled Jerusalem with their doctrine in Acts 5:28. Then in Acts 6:7, we find these exciting words, and the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. Then in Acts 19:20, here is a recording of the victories in Ephesus in Asia Minor. It says, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Yes, true victories and church growth, as far as the true church is concerned, are accomplished and understood only in relationship to the Word of God. That's how they describe their conversions and progress in the early days of the church. As we notice, it says the Word of God grew and it multiplied. Of course, this is not to be taken in a crudely naive, literal sense, as if the Bible became a bigger and a bigger book. No. The meaning is that the impact and the influence of the word grows. As Jesus many times taught in his simple parables, the word is the seed of the kingdom. Growth and harvest in the kingdom are understood in relationship to the word, the seed that produces the kingdom. The good and honest heart enter into how the word is received. In Acts 2, they that gladly received the word were baptized. The word was received and assimilated into their lives as they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. The word of God continued to grow as evil forces were defeated and the cause of truth and right prevailed. The word of God is what produced and produces all of this. In the light of all this, we can only urge that the most extensive use in the study of the word of God be done by the church. And at the same time, we have a disgust and disregard for those who would detract from the Word of God. May the Bible increasingly be the textbook that we study in the church, and we just need to use the Bible as our textbook itself, not study about the Bible, just to see exactly what the Bible teaches. Yes, let's really study the Bible, teach the Bible, and preach the Bible. Although others may belittle this as being old-fashioned, don't be afraid to give the chapter and verse. Convert people with a healthy diet of the Word of God, and they will be around a long time after that. Oh, beloved, may we realize how important the Word of God is. Today, people would have their gimmicks, their goodies and gumdrops. Men would be wiser than God, it seems. They want to shortcut God's methods. While they don't use God's Word, they use their slick promotional gimmicks to expedite the church growth. Well, in the New Testament, church growth was described in relationship to the Word of God, as we read there, as we have pointed out, that the Word of God grew and multiplied. May we convert people with the Word of God, and this will sustain them thereafter. The kind of church growth that God's want is accomplished by His Word. May we believe this and preach it. Thank you for listening today. Thank you for listening today.